Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Kramer moves to third. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling takes first base on ball four. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to third. Rubeling moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster takes first base on ball 4. Siebert scores. Rubeling moves to third. Lillard moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Desautels settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Desautels. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Lillard applying the tag. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Caster. Desautels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio bunts towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Desautels scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rubeling hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. One out. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brucker moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker scores. Lillard moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Lillard moves to third. Caster moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moses strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Gene Desoedels. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Tabor scores. Hebbing goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herman Bess now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rubling hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Lillard moves to second. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess strikes out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Heving covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Peacock moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Peacock scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Johnson scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.